And we once again joined by Taryn Tomlinson. We continue the conversation around universal access travel, tourism. It's about making sure people, or what we want to describe as everybody, rather than a particular group of persons. So Taryn, welcome to KC107.7.
This is becoming a habit, meeting you here, Nushad. Lovely to be back.
It's our weekly date. Today we're talking about accessible tourist attractions. Now, we live in the Cape. We've got tons of tourist attractions. In fact, I think the V&A waterfront is the most visited tourist attraction in Africa. So we know a lot. So I think there's a lot of content for us to talk about, especially when it comes to tourist attractions. So the first question today is, what makes a tourist attraction universally accessible?
Well, very simply put, does it allow for the maximum amount of people to utilize the premises or experience the attraction in an equitable manner? So if it's at a place that's got a bird watching, for example, binoculars facility, you know, is there one as well at the height of someone sitting? And or can it be adjusted on a tripod to make that experience equal for everybody? When it comes to looking at things like parking, is there adequate parking for someone that maybe can't walk if the parking, you know, lot is on the opposite side? So is there something close by? Turnstiles, just to get in,
yeah.
You know. Are there, you know, spaces that doesn't have a turnstile? Because right there and then, the ticket office, you could be blocking people from potentially coming in.
So having said that, let's look at our tourist attractions. I mean, how accessible are they? Can you highlight one or two of them that you think are getting there?
I must say, I feel extremely proud as a Cape Townian, particularly of our tourist attractions. I think, you know, our sands, parks, and Cape Nature and the government, and we've done a great job in making sure that we are working towards inclusion. So if you look at most of our tourist attractions, the waterfront, you know, Table Mountain, we can look at, you know, going to see the penguins, and if you go to Cape Point, you can go on to the funicular, which would allow you to get to the top. The only problem that we do have often is with regards to the maintenance of these things, because let's say, for example, if the funicular is broken that day, then people come there all the way for nothing.
Taryn, we have to understand that it's life. We've had little water a few years ago and we managed it. So I would defend the property or the attraction or the destination on this one. But at least we are trying and we are getting there.
No, absolutely.
And then on a global scale, which are the tourist attractions that you think have done it right?
I was quite surprised by the Colosseum. Because, I mean, are we looking at a piece of architecture that's not exactly, because of the levels, is not exactly accessible. But I was thoroughly surprised being in to see, you know, the accessibility, the lifts, the pieces that I was able to get into, and the museum itself, like the exhibitions. So, yeah, that was shocking and great.
Look, attractions all over the world, a lot of them are historical spaces, historical sites, and you don't want to do too much to change that. So if you look at locally and on a global stage, how do have some of these properties managed to create this better environment, a more accessible, universal environment, but at the same time maintaining the aesthetics of the destination?
So I think that Italy is a great example of this, because in the country it is such an old, you know, country, and buildings as well, so you can't also just go and chop down and, you know, change and retrofit. And just looking at the way that they've done things there, so for example, if it's a cathedral that's at the top of steps, I've noticed when wanting to go in, then they actually have security guards, or like security that's there, policing, who are actually there also to assist persons with disabilities to get you to the top. So they couldn't make can't make a physical intervention, they have a human intervention.
Okay. Because I'm just about to ask the next question. You know, you get these natural attractions, that a waterfall, for example, and you really need to get to that point. It's not that easy to create and easily accessible. Have you experienced anything like that?
I went up Kilimanjaro.
Yes, you did. I know.
So
tell us, why are we talking about that? Please tell us, how did that go? And so you mentioned Kilimanjaro. People are going to want to know, really? How?
How?
So please, there's your moment.
Well, this is a case in point of, once again, you know, the whole campaign was around that essentially it's your attitude that determines your altitude, and that we can go far when we go together. So no matter what the man-made or natural obstacle is, such as a mountain, I was carried up by my guides, you know, in my wheelchair. There were times I pushed, there was mostly they pushed and tugged, and we got to the top as a collective.
Do you ever get any feedback from people that are even normal visitors? I mean, you do a lot of work, you do radio, you do television. Do you get feedback? People write to you and say, I like what you're doing, or I've experienced something good. Please, I'd like to acknowledge that destination.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's one of the things when I just try and live my life as best as I can, without holding me back from experiencing my life to the fullest that I can. I mean, people see that, they feel inspired by that, and then they feel inspired as well to tell their story. And so I really hope that this is going to start, you know, a trend of more persons coming to the forefront, utilizing tourism products, and also giving their reviews and their opinions on it. But people, are very happy that, you know, this discussion has brought more and more to the forefront.
And finally for this week, I just want to ask, how can local communities be involved in making tourist attractions more accessible?
So I think as a local business, you know, just to understand that you're going to be catering to a wide variety of people. And if you want your business to thrive, you know, the more people that walk in through your front door and who are treated equitably, the more profitable your business is going to be. And so just do some investigation, do some searching. The internet is there. You know, if you want business assistance, you can contact us at Livable Universal Access Consultancy. We can come and really help you with your business. I give you a free consultation just so that you know what it is that what you're looking at. But, you know, if you want to, it's due diligence to find out all the information.
Taryn, thank you so much once again. Always a pleasure talking to you. I look forward to next week. I think next week we're going to be talking about inclusive travel agencies and tour operators. Now, these are the people in the business that promise you the experience. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. We'll chat to you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.